at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, and author of The Character of Meriwether Lewis. Clay, give me a little background on Lewis.
Well, Peter, Lewis was born in 1774, Thomas Jefferson back in 1743, so Jefferson was technically old enough to be Lewis's father. Lewis was born within sight of Monticello in Virginia, and there was a fair amount of disruption in his childhood, and his education was quite limited. In 1794, he joined the army to put down what is known to history as the Whiskey Rebellion. When Jefferson was elected to the presidency in 1800, he invited Lewis to come live with him in the White House to serve as his personal secretary and aide-de-camp. Less than a decade later, in 1809, Meriwether Lewis was dead, but the intervening years were filled with amazing, even heroic, activity. Lewis spent 2 years living with President Jefferson, then went to the nation's cultural capital, Philadelphia, to learn formal science from Jefferson's intellectual friends, Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Smith Barton, Andrew Ellicott, and Robert Patterson.
Jefferson grew up with a strong sense of how important a mentor could be in one's life.
Thomas Jefferson was a collector of protégés. University of Tulsa historian Andrew Burstein says Jefferson benefited from mentors himself.
Acquiring a mentor early in life was meaningful to him, and becoming a mentor and acquiring protégés was something that he carried on for his whole life in and